The question is, let's talk about DNS issues. DNS issues are three slides away. We've already been over a VPN. In case you missed the first hour, there was a question about VPN, about VPN compatibility with network address translation. It's the one sort of barely resolved issue. VPN... Okay, network address translation works best with well-behaved protocols that do not embed the IP address inside the payload of the packet. Because network address translation, your NAT box is changing your IP address as these packets go in and out of your security perimeter. So a well-behaved protocol, that doesn't matter, they don't care. They only look in the packet itself for the IP to and from destination and rely on that. VPNs are special because they've added some security issues in there. They've added some security protections in that they actually embed the IP address in the payload, or encrypt it and embed it. And so you can get some problems because on the other end of your VPN, it sees a packet coming from one IP address, and yet the inside embedded information gives a different IP address. So there are still issues with VPNs and network address translation. The best solution is to use an integrated firewall that has both network address translation and VPN, and that issue will be resolved by itself. Yes? What about hardware VPN? Oh, I'm not able to really give a recommendation one way or the other. There's a lot of different solutions. IPsec has emerged as the standard, so if someone is using IPsec, you should be fine.